Technisch, was Ali Murray hat und so. Pencils ist sehr gut, dann ihre Schädel, was für Schuhe fahren. Okay. So yesterday we did the tshuva of the Michtav Sofer. To the tshuva that Rav Shimon Sofer wrote to Rav Leibel Eiger. And Rav Leibel Eiger wanted a haskama, or like a Michtav Bracha, that he's not so bad. And he really didn't think it was right, but at the end he said, "I could, you know, we have a limud zkus that the Medrash says that the, you know, really the chashuvim used to do these things on the way to the chashuvim." So is what the zomicham. Okay, so now let's go. We never saw it together yet the Trumas Hadeshen on page 10. That's the. Okay, so let's look on page 10. Aroa levana bechidusha bimei hachol. Ve'omer namtin levarach al chidusha al motzei Shabbos. Yafa heim osim olav. As you see a levana in the middle of the week, you didn't make kiddush levana yet, and you said, okay, let's wait for motzei Shabbos. Is that proper? Or should you say, no, do it right away? So he says like this. Shuma, here is the each lechalek medover. Hecha de leil motzai Shabbos. Well, we're on page 10. We're doing a tshuva of the Truma Sadeshin. When somebody sees the moon in the middle of the week. And he says, let's wait till motzai Shabbos, not to do it now. Is that proper or not? This is the tshuva of the Truma Sadeshin. It says, here is the each lechalek medover. Hecha de leil motzai Shabbos. Above Bekorov, Eino Leivos Harbe Bechodesh. In other words, if you're going to wait till Motzai Shabbos, how far into the month is it going to be? Say it's only going to be the 7th or the 8th of the month. So then you still have a buffer of a couple of days after that. So I feel we have Unon, even if it's going to be cloudy on Motzai Shabbos, Ubeis Gimel Odal Leivos Harbe of Adan Yezman, we'll still have 2, 3, 4 more days. So in other words, he's not going to the buzzer. He's not waiting until the last minute. So if it's now the third or the fifth of the month, and then he's going to wait till Motzai Shabbos, it'll be the 7th, the 8th, that's okay. Because even if it'd be cloudy, you still have next week to do it. Some days. Can I have a yakam hamtin Motzai Shabbos, the Kasab or Zarua, the Ein Bevorchim Alayareach, Eleb Motzai Shabbos? Shehein b'vusan min. When you're b'vusan, you have nice fragrance, and kelim noyim, you're wearing nice clothing, so you're spitz. So you become all the p'nei Hashchina in a nicer way. Aval leil motzei Shabbos haba ye leilus harbe b'chodesh. But if it's already going to be the 12th of the month already. You know, it's going to be later in the month. So then you're putting yourself to the edge. Because if you're going to wait, Leilus Harbe Mechodeshim, Yen Mu'udon, Bo Bebez of Gimel of Dal Leilus Hachar of Yavros Mana Bracha. So in other words, if you still have a good buffer, then you can wait. But if not, and you want to do the mitzvah more behuder, but on the other hand, you might miss out on the whole mitzvah. Kai gav de ein lahamtin on Motzai Shabbos. Oh, hey, the roi, who was topic, shetavur ha-mitzvah. If you're going to lose out on the mitzvah, ein mashin osa, afilu kedei va-ososa, yosu mina mufcha. So he's also understanding, like we said before, that like Reb Leib Leger, to do things more mina mufcha is preferable. Only question is that considered more mina mufkar to get a mile that's, you know, going to be need so much hachana, or it could be a good mile that could do it in the morning. But if
objectively, it is considered Yosef Ramufka that you should wait unless you're jeopardizing doing the whole mitzvah in its own right.
Okay. That means so much
what?
How long does it take them all to set up? 5 minutes? 3 minutes?
No, chana means the gavra. Yeah.
Kabanas. Is that, etc.
Yeah.
Mikvah.
Yeah. Right, those type of chanas. Raya mehadig asin perkacholitz. It says in Yevamos. In Rabbi's cotton, chalitz is gadol. Rabbi Yovanov, Rishlov, Rishlov, Rabbi's cotton, adifa. Shub the mitzvah. Yibum, because which is better, to have a yibum done by a cotton or a chalitza by a gadol? He says, no, always better to have the yibum. Words, even though it's always better for the gadol, the older person, but if the older person is going to want to do chalitza, the younger person is going to do yibum, then that's better. Chalitza bias cotton adifa mishum de mitzvah be yibum. But if he says that they want the cotton to do it, but then he has to grow up, so then we don't wait. So why don't we just wait for the cotton to do yibum? We don't wait. The gadol is in Medina Sayan. So it's going to take him a long time to get. So ain't shomim. Says all those cases that we don't wait is because the mitzvah, we might lose out on the mitzvah. Why does it give a scenario of the gadol that he's far away in the Medina Sayam? Just say, "And sheyavo mi Medina Acheres." You still have to eladavka nakat b'katan ashi. So the example is always a katan ashi yagdil, because that's going to take a couple of years.
Correct.
So then we don't want to wait a couple of years. Because who knows what happened? The gadol sheyovim b'dinah sayam lo machine. We should d'shema yomus hakatan. The gadol yovim lo olam b'dinah sayam. If you're, you know, it's not like we have a plane today. Get on a plane. You're about at the end of the world in the day. It was a big thing. Tavar mitzvah. The kachlo machine. So if there's a chashash that the mitzvah is going to be batal lagamre, then we don't do it. Avam b'dinah l'm'dinah. The karav hadomer. Shayavo Mashina. But if it's close by place, Medina Medina, San Medina Sayam, then we will wait. So same thing about Kiddush Levana. You can wait for Kiddush Levana if it's just a little bit, and then there's not going to be a chashash that if you wait till Motzei Shabbos, if you wait till Motzei Shabbos, and then it's going to be the last day that you can do Kiddush Levana, then don't do that. Because then it could be.
Yeah.
I'll tell you my story. I have a good story, a Kiddush Levana story. I'll tell you in a second. These had the custom of Hagos Maimini, the Nog Moreim, Shahayim Matbim, Mavarach Bachol, and they shall Ayomar Zman, Shahu Tazai Bachodesh. Hey, Wilvish Sabro Bachuba, Shahayim. Okay, ain't Russell Lobbish about choice service. Okay, ain't Russell Lobbish about choice service of other over his mind, and Russell Lobbish topic. She has.
this doesn't seem to be at all concerned with Srizan Makdim al Mitzvos. It's just a question, are you going to miss it or not? What precautions do you have to take not to miss this man? He doesn't seem at all concerned about the principle of Srizan Makdim.
Well, because it's going to be done better. Because since it's going to be done better, when you have...
The opposite concern is not better versus Srizan Makdim. The concern is better versus missing, possibly missing.
Right, so if it's better versus missing, then you don't miss.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with
it. But if there's no kashash, I'll be there chateva that you're going to miss, then you should wait.
What I think Rabbi Altman is saying is that there's no Canadian, it seems, of the term sedition. He doesn't even use the term Srizan Makdim.
He doesn't use the term, and I don't think he's concerned with it. With all the respect, I think this truth is irrelevant to our topic.
No, he's concerned. He's
concerned about missing it, not about doing it at the
right moment. But because over here, you have something that the Doha's Srizan Makdim, meaning that you're going to do the mitzvah more behiduro. Since he can do the mitzvah more behiduro, so then if you do the mitzvah more behiduro, so then
But the question is, what is the opposite value? We're concerned here with weighing two values. The question is, what is the opposite value? We've been comparing hidur versus zrizin. He's not comparing hidur versus zrizin.
No, because he's already hit past that. Because he's this tshuva already is past that stage. He's saying, of course, there's a din of reason. But of course, there's also a din that heder trumps reason. And then, so that's the hanocha coming into the tshuva. So then he says, even though there's a din of reason, and even though heder trumps reason. But now I'm telling you a third thing, that it's going to trump reason, but not at the cost of perhaps losing the whole bits.
I was going to say something different from Rabbi Alto, but I hear what he's saying, that this tshuva and the tshuva that we saw before, all are dealing with a mitzvah where it's not in the goof or hess of the mitzvah, it's in the gavra. There's no better hess for me unless you're Hasidish.
Okay. No, but he's quoting it. He's quoting a report.
But is it a better, I guess,
what, the words are rule.
Why does it make it more difference today? Obviously, it's better, but I'm saying.
What's that sofer?
That what? It's better in the goof of mitzvah and the hess of
the mitzvah. That's what a hen
who's summoned. It's on the gavra.
Right.
No, but I'm saying maybe like a shubo about lulav, where it's a better lulav. That might be
a choice. Right. Okay, yeah, but he's not
maybe,
saying
maybe it's up in Tafsoper, we even agree on the lulav situation. It's on the kind of argument.
I think he would agree if it's a better lulav, but they might get it for you 2 minutes before the shkia. So I don't think he would say, oh, wait till 2 minutes before the shkia, because 2 minutes before the shkia, he comes late and then you missed it. He's not going to say to do that, even if it's in the chavtza. So, but he's saying, but that's brought down from the sech, there was a room ashamed in the sech of sofrim. So,
I don't think anyone can say that, by the way. 2 minutes before shkia, you shouldn't do a mitzvah. I don't think anyone.
No, he definitely could do the mitzvah before.
Right.
But now I say, I have a better lulav that's going to be coming, but it might be coming, 2 minutes before the shkia.
I don't think anyone would say that's okay.
Okay, so whatever. Well, that's the whole point of the tshuva, that never jeopardize the possibility of doing the mitzvah gamra.
Is it possible that Zrizim is not a factor here because it's like a nighttime mitzvah? Zrizim, you think of like all the sorts we have in Tanakh, like in the morning, if it got up early in the morning, like you know, a vote or something. Look here, could one is stop at a nighttime mitzvah? Is it possible that Zrizim doesn't necessarily apply as much, or don't we see it by nighttime mitzvahs as opposed to daytime mitzvahs?
You know, say maybe the Zrizim. No, I don't think so. I'll tell you that it's a tziv. But the tziv has a different thing about night. I'll tell you in a second.
The tziv has
this question when the Pesach Seder falls out of Friday night. So we eat matzah, like we do everything. Right? But Shaul Meshach points out that Rashi in Sukkah says that the reason why we don't
zero.
Do it, the Gemara says, because Zera, Shabir, But what's why? So Rashi says to do the Nanuim or the Bracha. To teach you how to do the Bracha. Right? Maybe you don't know how to do the Bracha. You might carry the Lulav. So there's a question. So how come matzah we don't have a gezeira? Have this piece of my I've got a shul pasa. How come by matzah there's no gezeira the rabba? Again, according to the Rashi, that the gezeira is also because of the bracha. So the Netziv writes because matzah is a nighttime mitzvah, and in those days people didn't go out at night. There was no street lamps. So a nighttime mitzvah, you didn't have gzeira the rabba. That's what, because matzah is dafka nighttime mitzvah. But this idea of doing the mitzvah more behiduro, again, you know, could apply equally at night as in the day. So I don't think that, but by the way, the only time I saw a sheriff was by.
But also, by the way, the Encyclopedia Talmudic, Rabbi Zevin, quotes that the Mahiri said by that Gemara Sotem, that the Maskana of the Gemara is not just simply that it's Yafbe in the night to do Bidikas Chametz. It's not just simply that people are Mitsuyan, but it's also an Inyan of Zudim Rakhil Mitzvahs. Meaning you should do it as early as you can, including the night of the 15th.
Yeah.
I'm not 14th, excuse me, not the
15th. So let me tell you a Kiddush Levana story. This is my own. First of all, I'll give you a Abdullah. The Rebbei Sosper, in one of his forum, discusses the following thing. If a person has like a Suffolk mitzvah, he's not sure whether he's chayiv in the mitzvah, not sure if he can make a bracha on the mitzvah. So certainly he can't make a bracha, right? But it could be there's some shittus that he could make the bracha. But what does he do? So the B'nai Yisrael says what you do is you take out a Gemara. It says, Kiddush Levana, you take out a Sanhedrin. And you say, Abai Yomar, and you read it from the Gemara. So this way, it won't be a bracha l'atala. Because you're reading it not in the context of saying a bracha, you're reading it like you're learning a blot Gemara. And that was the B'nai Soska's Einfall. So I remember many years ago, one of my Talmidim, unfortunately his wife had a miscarriage. I forget exactly what month it was in. And okay, they had a miscarriage. They didn't tell the world. And you know, this happens all the time, people have miscarriages. And usually the Rabbanim get to know about it, but it's not it's not something you advertise, some baby, healthy baby is born, everyone knows, and mazel tov. Oh, so what happened was after this baby was a miscarriage, he had another, Baruch Hashem, a healthy baby, and there was a potential pinyan haben. But the question was, there's a discussion how in the Sefer Pinyan HaBen Kol Chassid, he has all the different shitas from the Marik of how far into the pregnancy does it make it that the next pregnancy you can't do a Pinyan HaBen no longer. So there are three halukims. Well, if it was very premature, then you could do the next thing with a bracha. If it's in the middle, you do it without a bracha. And if it was at the end, you don't even do a pinyan on that. So the three bukis manim. So I forget exactly what it was. So he wanted to know. He didn't want anyone to have to know that his wife miscarried. He wasn't interested in telling the world. Yet it was a possibility he was going to, do a pinyan haben for this next child. So, I mean, but anyone has a pinyan haben, the pinyan haben is a bracha, it's a whole, So I know on the Lower East Side, maybe for Shabbos, whatever, by my in-laws. So in those days, we had the good fortune that Rav David Feinstein was there, and I used to walk with Rav David Feinstein Shabbos morning many times. Uh, he, he, He lived right off the drive, so did my in-laws do. It's just that he was walking to MTJ, was much further, it was like to Chinatown almost. And my in-laws, Davin and the Young Israel, was, but there was an overlap of the walk. We had a nice overlap. So, that was an opportunity to talk and learning. The best opportunity to talk and learning was in the sukkah, because in the Lower East Side, they have communal sukkahs. So you spend the whole, hours together in the sukkah. That was the best time. But the second best time was Shabbos morning, when Reb David was walking. So I asked Reb David, what do you think we should do with this Talmud? So he said this idea, he didn't say the name of the Bnei Sof on his own, he said this idea of taking a Gemara and doing it, reading it from the Gemara. You know, that's the last Gemara in Pesachim that tells you about the brachas you make on Pidyon Haben, and that's what we that I think that's what I told them to do. Again, like Rabbi Fischel has pointed out, you only say this if it's like there is a shita. If it's borer that there's no, for sure, then you don't do this. Yeah, I think that's what Rabbi Fischel said from Rabbi David. You're not going to do it. Usually, I think the Rabbi Sachar was talking about a case where there is a shita that's still okay, even though it's not the Iker shita. So then my story was the following. For my father, Zichrono Levracha, was Niftar, the beginning of COVID in Vav Nisan. So then I was sitting Shiva, I wasn't thinking, and all of a sudden I got up from Shiva. It's like the night of Bedikas Chametz. I got up from Shiva, and I was in the kitchen, and lo and behold, I see the Levana. And I said to myself, I forgot all about Kiddush Levana, because I was, I guess before the I was sitting shit, I wasn't thinking about Kiddush Levana. So, but it's the night of Bedikas Chametz, so I said, I'm going to buy the Chametz, and then I'm going to go to Kiddush Levana. So I was buying the Chametz, and then I went out to Mekadosh Levana. Lo and behold, no Levana. No Levana. And that, I think, might have been the last night that's Lekuli Alma that you can make the bracha. So I asked Rav Harfinis, Shlita, what should I do? So he said the same idea. Take a Rambam. Next day, take a Rambam. And just read it from the Rambam. It's the same concept of taking a Gemara, take the Rambam. So it was the night of the Seder, and that Pesach, everyone was here in Washington Heights because no one was going to their parents for the Seder because it was the beginning of COVID, and it was like, and we'd even daven, bechidus. It was a whole, as you all remember, it was the first year of COVID. And right after davening, I had my Rambam ready to go. And I couldn't find it. And then one of my kids found it on the other side of the street. It was this, and I went out with my Rambam, and I did the Kiddush Levana, because it was only the day after. There's a sheet that says that day is still okay. So I always say like this, that, Kiddush Levana, you're supposed to be doing the simchah. That's why you have big day Shabbos, but obviously a person getting up from Shiva is not so much for simchah. So Hashem said, maybe you shouldn't do Kiddush Levana this. Yeah, but he didn't want to fully take away the mitzvah from me. So that was it. So I didn't get the full zman, the Iker zman, but I still got one of the shitas with the doing it with the Rambam, and that was the Kiddush Levana story. Okay, so this is the tshuva of the it's a tshuva sedeshin. So tshuva sedeshin is a very chashuva sefer, and so he was the one who said this idea. Okay. So we already covered now this Truma Sadeshin. Okay, so let's take a look now. In the Tshuva of the Maram Shik, page 29. And then we're going to go back and do other Tshuvas of the Rashba, the Marid, about other things. The Avnei Nezer is very important. Let's do the Maram Shik. This is the new printing of the Tshuva's Maram Shik on page 29. So we're going to see, there's going to be a tshuva of Avnei Nezer, which I'm going to be more, you know, that's going to be two tshuvas from Avnei Nezer, actually. That's going to be very exciting to look at. Two different tshuvas from Avnei Nezer, but let's start with the Maram Shik on page 30. Because he has a big yisod here. So this tshuva starts about Mila and Pinyan Aben Shalom Bizmanim. In other words, if you're ready, it's not a, the eighth day passed. For some reason you didn't do it. Child was sick or whatever. Or the 30th, 31 days. Pinyan Aben is the 31st day. They also passed. So now you got to do it. But is there a rush? In other words, do we say every day that you're postponing it more is a bit less say? Or do we say no? You missed the first day, Mila B'Shmini, you were Mavatal, Mila B'Shmini. But after that, you're supposed to do it, but maybe it's not. And the same thing, question about Pinyan Aben, if you didn't do it on the 31st day. And then he has a separate question about eating. Normally the halakha is you're not supposed to eat before you do a mitzvah. You're not supposed to eat before you do a mitzvah. That's where the big question in the yeshiva world about, you see, the yeshivas, Rosh Hashanah, they daven long. It's a long thing. And so most yeshivas, before shofar blowing, they have made kiddush. You know? And the question is that, because if they don't make kiddush, the people are going to plots by the time they get home from davening. So the minhag is to make, in the yeshivas, is the minhag is to make kiddush. And that's what they did. Rabbi Kotler did it in Lakewood and other issues. So the main person that was against it was the late Rav Henkin. You see, Rav Henkin wasn't with the yeshivas. He was Rav Henkin. Mm-hmm. So he had, there was certain things that he and the yeshivas collided on. So one is Rav Henkin was very upset about the yeshivas making kiddush before davening, before shofar blowing. And another thing he was upset with is in the yeshivas, by Gal Yisrael, they drown out at the end. So you don't have a shayla of answering Amen. And he was into saying it out loud because the Shliach Tzibur is supposed to say it out loud. So that was him in the yeshivas. And then he had another thing with Rav Moshe about he held that you need a get for civil marriages. And Rav Moshe held, obviously, if you get a get, you get a get, but if you can't, Rav Moshe was more makel on that. In fact, Rav Harfen is safer. Again, I was not there, but they said that they made an announcement at the Levaya, Rav Henkin's Levaya, that anyone who made Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah before shofar blowing should not touch the Arund. That was the That's what Rav Arfanus writes in his sefer. I didn't do enough research to find out the veracity or the lack of that story, but Rav Henkin, Rav Soloveitchik said about Rav Henkin, this I heard from Rav Yosef Wenevsky, Rav Henkin is given the Lester from the Mohicana. He was the last of the Mohicans. Why? Because he said it was the Beis Halev, he was at his bar mitzvah. And in the brisker world, you know, that's how everything is judged by which brisker person was. So he says the Beis Halev, he was at his was at his bar mitzvah, so that makes him the lester for the Mohicana. So so the question is, so normally you're not supposed to eat, okay, before mitzvah, so what is there a difference between Mila and Pidyon HaBen versus other mitzvahs? What should be the difference? So the difference maybe is the following. Other mitzvahs, like if you don't daven today, you're finished. You'll never be able to get, I mean, could do tashlum, but if you didn't say Kriya Shema tonight, tomorrow, that Kriya Shema is never coming back. But the Mila and Pidyon HaBen, even though you didn't do it, but the Mila, you still be able to do, the whole idea of not eating before a mitzvah is you may forget to do the mitzvah. But if maybe that was only said by mitzvahs that are one-shot deal. Even though Kriya Shema we're going to say tomorrow again, and every day we say it, but today's Kriya Shema will never come back. But so therefore, if you're going to eat before and you're going to miss it, so we don't want that to happen. But a Pidyon HaBen, even say you didn't do the Pidyon HaBen, say it's already pushed off, or the Pidyon HaBen even it's not pushed off, the Pidyon HaBen will you can always do it tomorrow, the Pidyon HaBen. Right? Pidyon HaBen is not going away. It's the same Kiyah will come back. The Bris Mila is not going away. Obviously, you should postpone it. So he says like this.
It's not a mitzvah.
It's like right, so we'll see. Let's see. So he writes here on page 30 from the Levush. Al Divrei HaLevush. And if you want to see the whole thing of the Levush, it's on the footnote here. At the bottom, Bear Moshe, the footnotes. Belavush, Hish Omer Sheis Lizar, Belavarach Shachianu, Ben Mitzarim, Al Pri Chodesh, Al Malbush, Dover Sheyachol, Et Choso Adach HaTishbo. Right? Indian not to make Shachianu during the 3 weeks. Val Pidyon HaBen, Yivarach, Velo Yach, Afil B'chol, Shelo Yach Mitzah Mitzvah. But you can't say, well, Pidyon HaBen, you make a Shachianu, so let's not have Pidyon HaBen during the 3 weeks. We'll wait till after the 3 weeks and have Pidyon HaBen. Because we could say Shachianu, but it's not right to say Shachianu, so maybe we should just postpone the mitzvah. Shabiyom Shloshe Ve'elech Im Yaakev Over Besig B'chol Yom. So he says, no, you can't do that because you're going to violate. It's not just you over an essay that you didn't do it day 30. Every day is a mitzvah's essay. If you didn't do it on the 31 day, and then you waited to 32, you over essay. You waited to 33, you over another essay. Because every day the clock is running. So therefore, it's very not proper to just wait 3 weeks or wherever you're holding in the 3 weeks.
Maybe every minute the clock is running?
What?
Maybe every minute the clock is running.
Maybe every minute the clock is running. That's a question also. That is a question too. But he's saying at least every day.
I understand that's a machlokas to those who hold otherwise.
Right. Yes. Well, so we're going to talk about that. Yeah. But the Levush is the person who's quoted, you know, about not waiting with a Pidyon HaBen. And he said, the truth is Maria Sad, 77 days. Heavy Dechei Kassav Rabbi Chiel, Achi Rabbi Yaakov Balaturim, Sevi Tanya Rabbi Lassi, Heim Sechab Pidyar Abem, Yem Shloshim Ulamalash, Nebu Fudu Rabbi Fodush Tifte. Kan Ve'el Chol Yom Yom over Aleha Be'esei, the Tifte. So he's showing you an earlier source that says the same idea. So the Vusha Sheet is that every day is your Israeli essay if you procrastinate. So that's the Vush. So it says, the Kasha Allah, Bukhara, Mesha, Omru, B'Kedushin, Mer Kedushin, or Chavtesim, and Beis, Rabbi Huda, Aliyah L'Regel, Kodim, the Pidyon HaBeh. You have two things, possibly things to do. Aliyah L'Regel or Pidyon HaBeh, which is kodim. So he says, Aliyah L'Regel is kodim. Shum the Pidyon HaBeh ain't a mitzvah of Eris. Because Pidyon HaBeh, the mitzvah doesn't go away. It's not a mitzvah of Eris. So you can wait for Pidyon HaBeh. Aliyah L'Regel, if you don't go to Aliyah L'Regel, then the mitzvah is gone. Okay, next Yantif you'll have another mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. But the mitzvah of Tavshin Pei Beis to go up to, on Pesach, Tavshin Pei Beis to go up to Eretz Yisrael, that's never going to be again. The Rabbanon disagree because they have a pasuk. So that's the kasha that they ask on the Uvush. That from the Gemara in Kedushin says that it's not a mitzvah verse, but it is, because you didn't do it on day 31, so now there's a mitzvah to do it on day 32. And that mitzvah is not coming back. And then 33, that's not coming back. So he says that's called, so every mitzvah is a mitzvah verse. Because that opportunity is gone. He says, "Gave the over b'chol yom be'essay." Am I currently mitzvah she'ino overs? That was the question. So he says, "Is that lo kasha?" Gam lady Mila Omru. In Omer's mana, ain't a betela. By Mila also. Vira Tosis, Mrs. Mila, also Mila Atzma, who also Bishmini, who also Bichi. In Hayamog and Shmini, Loyahalas, or Shuv Bichi. In Africa, the Ike Mitzvah, he Bishmini, the Dorfa Shabbos, Yahoki Hikal, in the Shabbos is Shafil Eino also Bishmini, a few Hoki are dying, you feel kind of a mitzvah Samila. In other words, because the Gemara says that it's Eino Betela.
When we say a late bris, a bris after the eighth day, is not docha Shabbos, is that a gzera drabanan, or is that a din daraisa that's a chilul Shabbos?
Pashas is a chilul Shabbos daraisa.
Pashas is that the Torah says yom shmini yom barso or lasoid yom shmini afilu b'shabbos. That's the limit, no?
Right. So therefore, if it's not yom shmini, then it wouldn't be docha daraisa.
Right.
Okay. But when we don't do pidyon habein on Shabbos. That's a drabbanon, isn't it?
We go what?
We don't do pinyan abayin on Shabbos, but that's really the Rabbanon.
Yeah, that's right. Right, because that's a question of muktzah and other things, you know, mekafu memkar. Right, that's not a deraisa, right. You're right. So he's saying, first he started off with the question that aliyah l'regel is considered a mitzvah veris. Pinyan abayin is not a mitzvah verse, but according to Levush, it should be a mitzvah verse because you missed that day. So he says, no, the fact that you missed the day, as long as you could still do it later, even though you're going to miss the day, because by meal also, the Gemara says, the mover's mana ain't a betela. So.
But there's a difference, or at least there's arguably a difference. I mean, meal of the din is definitely to do it on the eighth day. Pidyon abayin, the mitzvah to do it after the 30th day. Or while it's customary to do it on the earliest day possible,
well, we're but, that. But the Levush is holding that every day, just like Mila, you do it the eighth day, you can do it on the ninth day. And
so Mila, the Levush, there's no difference.
Right, so you could always, it's not Overus. So Mila. Really, the difference is you can't do it at night, whatever. One second. So he says that in the footnote Dalit, he says, Mila, the Blessed Mila says that you could not only Mila is Docha Shabbat, Machshiri Mitzvah is Docha Shabbos. So he says, Mal Halon, Mahanach Shekinim Vormaz Mana Batela. Maybe the reason it's Docha Shabbos by things that are bottled afterwards. But if it's not over Zman of the Teva, then maybe it says Mal Hanach Shekinim over Zman of the Teva. Therefore, says Rashi, Hilchav Dochum. So yeah. So he says, even though Ikir's man, so the Gemara uses a lashon that by Mila is over Zmana Eda Batela, as opposed to other mitzvahs over Zmana Batela. The question is, Rabbi Lezer the Mila, does he say it by all mitzvahs or just by Mila? So he says, maybe you can make a chiluk, the Gemara says. It happens to be, the Gemara concludes, that he says by all mitzvahs, that even the Machshire mitzvah of other mitzvahs is also though for Shabbos. One could have made a chiluk that by Mila there's more of a rush. There's less of a rush rather because of Zmana you could still do the mitzvah, ain't a betela. So even though the eighth day is batel, but we mean mitzvah overus means it's overus legamri. So you see that Mila is not even considered fully a mitzvah veris because you can do it afterwards, and maybe that's more of a reason why Mila is over Shabbat according to Rabbi Lezer. So, but other mitzvahs maybe are different. So if Mila is considered Eino Veris, so certainly Pinyan Aben is considered Eino Veris.
The problem, I think, is that the Gemara, though, seems to say what now we're saying mitzvah veris that pidgin events or mila pidgin event are not mitzvah veris because I could do it tomorrow.
Right.
But now my problem is I go back to the question of the Gemara, Lisa Rego, that in a certain sense is mitzvah veris. It's a more pressure filled thing,
right,
for me to fulfill. So Taka, it should have been just a Ishita from the Gemara, like
that's right. So that's what the Gemara say that Aliyah Larego is called Pinyan Ben.
Is my basic
because Pinyan Ben, one second, is not a mitzvah of veris because you can always be able to do it. So therefore, so the pressing need is to do the pressing need is to do the Aliyah Larego. Because once the yontif is over, then it's gone. Ah, you'll have another chiyuv the next yantif, but it's gone. So he's saying, but if you, so he's saying, why do you say it's gone? But it's also pressing because yeah, each day is a chiyuv, like before the Levush. But the answer is that even though Levush holds each day is a chiyuv, but since you could still do, even though you'll miss day 31 and you miss day 32, but there'll still be 33, 34, there'll still be other opportunities. Even though it might not be, you still did a bittul, but the pressure is only, the pressure is only great when once the mitzvah, that they, the time passes, the mitzvah is totally gone. Then there's a pressure. So that's why we say that Aliyah L'Regel comes first. So, but then he says, but according to the Levush, that every day you violate, you know, you're over. So there's also going to be a pressure. So the answer, you're right, but it's not the same pressure of Aliyah L'Regel. Because here, the pressure is you missed to do it on 31. But you can still do it on 32. And the same thing by even by Mila. It's, the Gemara says, you can still do it on day 9, day 10. So maybe Rabbi Lezer de Mila only matted it, you know, by a mitzvah that's, you know. Okay.
I know of an interesting case. A friend of mine had a, who was a rav at a small town, had a baby who's due to have his bris on Rosh Hashanah, and he couldn't get a mo'el to come. The mo'el said, why should I come to you to do one bris when I can stay home and do three?
Right.
Yeah, and he ended up having to fly in a mo'el from Los Angeles who was willing to come and stay with him for Yontif so he could have the bris on the eighth day. And it cost, you know, tens of times more than it would have cost him to wait a few days and have the bris on some Gedalia.
Right.
And, you know, was there, would have there been any heter for him to, you know, hider mitzvahs ad shlish? Is there any heter? And it was way more than that. Any heter for him to wait to Tzom Gedalia rather than flying this guy in from Los Angeles to do the
right. But this is not even called hider mitzvah. This is the.
Right, it's not hider mitzvah.
Yes, he commits the meal of Shmini. We don't say it to hider mitzvah. We say that's, yeah.
So he should. He did the right thing by flying.
He did the right thing. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Except maybe I would have gone to Baruch Pop for the young
mitzvah. Well, he was the rabbi in a small town. He had to be there.
Yes.
You could have sent the mother and the baby somewhere, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's the beginning of this discussion of what's called a mitzvah veris, what's called a mitzvah veris. And that's going to be relevant in terms of postponing. But the Levush Shita is that, again, as the older point, I'm going to see the Avnei Nezis is different than the Levush. But the Levush Shita is, you don't say, once you didn't do it on day 31, so now just do it whenever. No, do it as soon as possible. We'll see. The Avnei Nezer holds that no, day 31 is that when the mitzvah begins, and now you have the rest of your life to do it. Well, so, but he himself says not that way. Okay, so there are going to be other relevant things. So we'll continue Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday, so we'll continue Be'ezer Hashem at 11 o'clock with the tshuva of the Maariv Shik. Okay, everyone have a good day.
Good day.
Can I say my question one more time?
Yeah.
Which is the